Good morning. Good morning. It's not a very exciting day. It's just the first Sunday of Advent. You should be really excited. Why? Because we did the Jesse tree. It's over there. And we got to hear about God's word. What does the word Advent mean? Adventus.
Means to do what someone says.
Could be. It means Advent. This is like the first time in 2 years that you have not had the answer, Miranda. Very disappointed by the whole thing. You people out there, what does the word Advent mean?
Coming.
Adventus. Coming. Who's coming? Jesse? Jesus! Always the right answer in the children's sermon. Jesus is coming. How do we know Jesus is coming? What day is Jesus coming? No. Advent is the season of Advent is the four Sundays before the birth of Jesus. The day we celebrate the birth of Jesus, Christmas. So how long is it till Christmas? 4 weeks. How do we know Jesus is coming? What are the signs? Do you notice any signs? The eagle's nest candles. I'm telling you what, Christmas morning I'm going to fully expect a grown eagle to come flying out of there like the Holy Spirit. We have the Advent candle. The first one is lit. How else do we know that something different is happening? Yes, I get to wear an 8-pound velour blanket. What color is it?
Blue.
It's blue, the color of hope. So one of the things that's happening in Advent is that we have hope because Jesus is
coming.
Jesus is coming. And that's what's so exciting about this first Sunday in Advent. So, how should we get ready? Because, right, we heard all this stuff. Prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare the way of the Lord. Bah! What should we be doing?
Preparing.
What do you mean, preparing? You must be church people. Oh, yes, we should just prepare. What does that mean? I don't know, but we're going to do it. One of the ways we prepare, you'll hear from Paul a little later, is to put on Christ. Well, that sounds kind of weird. I know it's this whole time-space continuum thing. He is coming, but he's already here, right? Because we're celebrating his birth. We're here together, and we need to put on Christ. And Paul says what that looks like is love. It looks like love. Not all of this other stuff. You know, usually we get ready for Christmas how?
Santa Claus. We go shopping. We clean the house. We take care of all of the stuff. We invite our friends.
But maybe the first step in preparing the way is to put on love. Because that's what God is up to in the world on this first Sunday of Advent, calling each of you to prepare the way of the Lord by putting on Christ. So now, over the next couple of Sundays, actually the next 3 Sundays and after this, we're going to talk about more ways to get ready to prepare the way. And it's going to involve picks and shovels and all kinds of interesting and fun things. But today, we're going to put on love. So one of the other ways we can prepare is through a simple prayer. Now, you have to listen carefully because I want you to remember it, and you have to memorize it. Are you ready, Max?
No.
Can you memorize a very long prayer?
No.
Oh, you most certainly can.
No.
You ready? Listen carefully. Come, Lord Jesus. That's it.
God's not long for those short prayers.
Just like my sermons. Quit laughing, you guys. So, can you say that with me? Come, Lord Jesus. Oh, come on. Can you do better than that?
Come,
Lord Jesus. I want, as one of the ways for you to get ready for the coming of Jesus, is every morning and every night, I'd love for you to pray that prayer. Come, Lord Jesus.
And you're done.
And then you're done. You're done.